Good morning. It is March 5th. The rain is pattering down on New York City, and the birds are screaming through the rain. And this is your Indignity Morning Podcast. I'm your host, Tom Skoka, taking a look at the day and the news. The front page of this morning's New York Times has a little double feature in the two lead news columns. On the left, messages trace fake electors to their roots. On the right, states must keep Trump on ballot. Justices rule 9-0. On the one hand, more proof that Donald Trump explicitly schemed to steal the 2020 election. And on the other hand, definitive word that none of our institutions are going to do anything about it. On the former point, the messages between Trump lawyer Kenneth Cheesebro and James R. Troupas, a Wisconsin campaign worker, explicitly discussed using legal challenges and complaints of election fraud not to win anything for Donald Trump in court, but to create what they called a cloud of confusion, in which the Times quotes a message from Cheesebro as saying, "No votes from Wisconsin, and perhaps also Michigan and Pennsylvania, should be counted, perhaps enough to throw the election to the House." This was back in November of 2020, long before Trump's legal challenges had been exhausted, confirming yet again that Trump never cared about winning the election through normal procedures or events, and January 6th was just the endpoint of a long-running plan. But none of that can stop him from being on the ballot, because the Supreme Court, as we discussed yesterday, preferred nullifying the plain language of the 14th Amendment, and in the majority's side of the unanimous decision, making it basically impossible for it ever to be enforced again. Or, as the Times puts it, lower down on the opposite side of the page, presidential rematch gets a kickoff moment. Today is Super Tuesday, Thursday is the State of the Union, and the fact that the Supreme Court just blessed insurrection can be folded into the story of how the horses are loaded into the gate and ready to run. Or, as the Times puts it, the Supreme Court's unanimous ruling on Monday, keeping Mr. Trump on the ballot after some states sought to bar him for his role in the January 6th, 2021 attack on the Capitol, kicked off a critical period that both campaigns see setting the tone and defining the early contours of the presidential campaign. Not only the tone, but the contours. Or, as the previous sentence says, with the former president expected to rack up big wins on Super Tuesday, and Mr. Biden preparing to deliver his State of the Union address on Thursday, this week is expected to clarify the coming choice for an American public that in many ways remains in disbelief that 2024 is headed toward a 2020 rematch. Love to read the word expected twice in the same sentence. That's what news and politics news are all about, managing and packaging your expectations. The newspaper is just there to describe them. Speaking of the function of the newspaper, on page A20, the Times offers the headline, "New York Trial Highlights Honduran Problems," a headline of pure abstraction on top of a news lead of pure dissociation. In the clamor of the New York City news cycle, the New York Times writes, "The criminal case currently playing out in Lower Manhattan against former President Juan Orlando Hernandez of Honduras hardly registers. To Hondurans," the paper adds, "it is a rare chance for national justice." But back to that New York City news cycle, the former president of Honduras, and not some distant past president of Honduras, but the one who left office 2 years ago to make way for the present president, is charged with conspiracy to import narcotics. And it's on page A20, subsumed into a scene piece about how Hondurans in New York, a population, the Times writes, paling in number compared with groups like Puerto Ricans and Dominicans, and in more recent years, Mexicans and Ecuadorians, are responding to the spectacle. As fascinating as our city's ethnic demographics may be, is that the most urgent angle on the story of the narco-trafficking prosecution of a top government official in the Americas? Are there not any other ongoing news stories that might be colored by what we would learn from this trial? If the New York Times were covering the trial as a trial, perhaps even covering it as front page news? What if the trial were on page one and presidential rematch gets a kickoff moment, or the story next to it, gladly going against grain to love Biden, got slightly less prominent placement? Be the news cycle that you want to see, New York Times. Be the news cycle that you want to see. That is the news. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to Indignity to keep us going. And if all goes well, we will talk again tomorrow.